What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. Ooh. But isn't that time perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7? Maybe you've gone down, downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes. Fuck. At your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Why did they change that? I mean, who gives a fuck? I mean, what was the fucking
iTunes
point?
I think iTunes is still kind of going, but they split off the podcasts from iTunes. Now it's...
Oh, wait.
Podcasts.
Oh, that's good for consumers. Like
that? I don't know.
You know, because you're breaking up the business. I'm for this. But it's still Apple. It's still Tim
it's
Apple.
It's not broken off, yeah.
It's still Tim Apple. Okay.
They've just created more useless bureaucracy. Corporate bureaucracy.
Tim Apple.
Tim Apple. I would like to thank Tim Apple.
I mean, he said it so confidently, though. He did, right? I'm not misremembering
Tim
that.
Apple, yeah.
Tim Apple.
And I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
Oh, shut up, dickhead. Fuck you.
God bless the United States.
Thanks for joining us on social media anytime. You can tweet us during the show. We check that during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And if you want to help us out or continue helping us out, buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Fuck you!
Or click on the banner at our webpage.
Right.
Watching interesting things happen here to the software.
Okay.
How are you receiving us? We appreciate the tap dancing. Fuck out of it. We're going to be here for a couple of hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus, how could you? Fuck you, dumbass. Fuck, right? If he exists.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidid alamoko. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
I thought it was something that kind of happens to you, like you're overcome by the spirit.
Yes.
This guy apparently is like, hold on a sec.
Well,
hold my beer.
Some people want to go home and get home at a reasonable time, you know? He just does it.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll have some stories of particularly obnoxious religious lunatics trying to.
Yeah.
Ram their devices and books into our holes.
Jeez. You know, about speaking in tongues, when I was in high school, I worked at Six Flags Over Georgia, and I had a coworker who was Pentecostal, and he tried to explain the speaking in tongues thing to me, and he said, he described it as all of a sudden, you know, the spirit overtakes you, and then God uses you as a vessel to say shit or something.
Okay.
Does that clear any of this up for you? Okay. Not me neither. It didn't help.
Yeah.
Still doesn't. It's still weird. Well, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards C.
No. Fuck you, religion fuckers. You stupid fucks. Did you say your name?
It's multiple windows open of Paula White speaking in tongues.
Can we just all acknowledge that it sounds fucking insane? Can we at least acknowledge that? Even if you, God, if you listen to this show and you buy into that bullshit, can you at least concede to me that it does sound crazy?
No.
They can't?
No.
Okay, well.
Why do you hate Christians? Why are you persecuting me?
Because you're dickheads! You suck, that's why! Why are we mean to Christians? Because they're assholes! You know, I'm many, sorry, yes. You guys are cunts! Jesus!
Many, many.
Oh, God. You have these organizations, you make everybody go to church, and sometimes at these places, for whatever reason, a bunch of people start molesting children. Great. Thank you for everything you've done. We appreciate it.
It is the COVID-19 era.
COVID.
Everybody.
Yay.
We have all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Oh, shit, Pat.
Here today.
Oh, good. Hey, you want to go to the beach later? The beaches are open.
Let's go hang out at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Beaches are open here in Pensacola.
They're open today, right? It started today.
I think today, yeah.
Listen, no reason to not just rush back out there. Just rush back out there. Open the beaches! What kind of phase of an opening is that?
Well, all we can do now is just kind of sit back and watch.
I mean, the thing is, man, it's... What about... God, people that I know here... are honestly doing the best they can if they have to work or whatever to not spread this shit, to do their shit, get home. You know, I just can't imagine who the fuck comes to the beach right now. Am I crazy?
Well, no, it's not a good situation.
Why would anyone go this weekend when you know, I mean, at the very least, you've stayed inside for a bit. You haven't gone to the beach. Maybe wait 2 fucking weeks. Is that crazy?
I think people are going to lose their minds and be ready to go back to the beach. I don't know about I don't know about what's going on with... I think bars are still closed, though, right?
I would hope so, dude.
Bars are still closed, please. I believe.
That's nice. That's nice.
I did read the phases, but, I've already... kind of already forgotten
phases of corona.
And then I read the phases of what they're doing in California, and it's just a little different.
Well, how do you mean? Safer or...
Well, first of all, they said our phase one is like barely opening businesses.
That, you know, that's the thing.
And definitely no gatherings, no church. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you have to sit there and think. You have to sit there and think. Is the thing you're organizing or doing what the fuck ever, even if you're trying to, I don't even know how you do that. You're attracting the minimal amount of people for it not to be no one to come listen to you play or do what the fuck ever. And then how likely is it that you will spread the virus or get someone infected?
Right.
I mean, is it worth it to go to the beach this weekend? Oh, God. I got to stop talking about that because it makes me insane.
I'm sure everyone will be practicing social distancing at the beach.
No one's seen each other in forever. Oh, we're out again. Hug me. Lick me. Jesus fucking Christ.
Who are
Christ.
You hanging out with?
Oh, yes. COVID.
The over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
We
got to get to this Alex Jones shit because it's
crazy.
It's crazy, but let's do the headlines. Here. Wonderful. Essential workers rise up. Historic pandemic strike.
God damn. They no one wants to get sick in this.
Essential workers who stock grocery shelves, fill online orders, and deliver packages to American homes staged a general strike on Friday.
Holy shit.
The unprecedented coalition of workers for Amazon, Instacart, Whole Foods, Walmart, Target, Shipt with a T, and FedEx demanded hazard pay, better access to personal protective equipment on the job, and an expanded ability to stay home with pay if they feel sick.
That all seems motherfucking reasonable. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, here's what I don't understand. This is how I think that the only reasonable way to look at this is like this. You have to give people money so they can all stay at home so we can stop this shit. I don't understand, you know.
In the current crisis, people who work in delivery and fulfillment centers have become essential employees for millions of Americans working and learning at home. These are low-wage jobs in a country where wage growth has been stagnant. This says years. Let's say decades.
Decades, right? What's the minimum wage supposed to be?
$7 and something.
But being what?
Federal minimum wage.
Yeah, what should it be? People always throw out a number like if it was adjusted for inflation.
20-something. Like $23, $24 an hour. Seriously. That would be minimum wage.
Right.
Because when you were a minimum wage worker in the 60s, you could have a family.
Yeah.
You could have a house, a car, and a family.
You have, I mean, it's the thing is, it feels like.
Kind of.
Right. Well, you mean like a robot? You could have a robot.
Yeah, right.
Siri. Is Siri considered a family member or what's the other one? There's Siri and Echo, right? Echo or?
Alexa?
Alexa. Okay. Well.
Yes. I don't have Alexa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I
don't. How creepy is that?
Right. Well, you have Siri.
You
so,
do now, Pat.
Man, Siri listens to me all the fucking time.
I turned my off.
God.
I don't want Tim Apple listening to my shit. Not that I have any shit going on.
You dumb fuck. That's like Tim Apple is like on the level of water. Big water.
Ocean water?
Ocean water.
Big water, ocean
what
water.
What a fucking dumb fuck. Dumb fucking piece of shit. It's disgusting.
That's president dumb fucking
God,
piece of shit to
it's
you.
Disgusting.
Water, big water, ocean water.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it disgusting how stupid our fucking president
it's
is?
It's going down the tubers.
No shit. 100,000 body bags.
So there you go. We stand with the workers.
Yeah. They're bringing us our fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. I got some shit delivered today.
What was it?
Those fancy light bulbs.
Oh, okay.
Dog dental bones.
You know what? That's your bit.
The dog chew that she is right. Now chewing on. That's essential.
I made you on international airwaves give out the what was in the package you got today.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Who
I kind of put you on the spot. Well, I don't know. You know.
Well,
what was in your package?
I don't have a fucking
I know.
Fleshlight or.
That's funny. Oh, that'd be a great choose your own adventure podcast.
The secret is the high quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin. Just fasten any two buttons securely into place. And when you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
Oh, yeah.
How bad must you... Okay, if someone's wearing that, that means they have herpes, right? Or they have something, right? Or they just don't want to expose themselves to whatever the fuck,
that's
right?
What it sounded like, yeah.
Are you excited? Would you be excited to take someone's clothes off and it's like... You know, plastic.
And they're in a body rubber? Yeah, no.
Are you disconcerted? Yeah. I don't know what the word would be, I guess.
Plus, it says you can wear it all day.
Of course you can.
Imagine what it smells like under there.
No. It's made to not smell
bad. I'm sure it's powdered right under the ball sack.
It's part of the patent.
Kim Jong-un made his first public appearance in 20 days, it says.
Ah, come on. Please. That guy's dead, right?
They're
doing a weekend at Bernie's.
They also have body doubles that we know they've used.
Shit. That's a weird. I mean, you know, not to be a dick, but that's a weird shape to have to stay in. I'm in Kim Jong Un shape. I mean, shit.
A lot of people in Kim Jong Un shape.
Yeah, it doesn't seem healthy though.
That's the. Headline over at the HuffPo is the workers staging a strike.
Right. Shit, yes.
Take care of these workers, motherfuckers.
Of course.
Don't treat them like fucking slaves, like gulag.
Right. God, you know, I was just thinking
wearing about diapers.
Oh, yeah.
People have to wear diapers to try to make their quota.
That's insanity. That's fucking insane.
For shit pay.
Okay, then that means that the employer needs to be paying more. We need to be paying more for the shit we're ordering.
Right. And they said, whatever, well, we'll just get robots to do it. Well, okay, then you're paying 20% more tax so that we can help support and retrain these workers.
Yeah, because guess what? We're just not going to be tossed into the gutter
right. And
burnt or whatever the fuck you want to do, Wilbur Ross, you cunt.
If you want us to buy your shit that your robots are building, motherfucker,
there's we got
to have, yeah, we got to have some money.
We got to have some money so we don't die in a fucking pandemic, you motherfuckers.
Over the Drudge Report.
Yes.
To
God.
Oh, this is great. Pandemic could last 2 years, it says.
Great. Fucking wonderful. If anyone that knows me in my presence dares to even suggest that they would ever vote a Republican again, please don't say that around me. I'll lose my shit. God, who could vote for Republicans after this? This is the worst. Is this the worst? God, stop
go,
it.
Go
don't
to the beach.
Motion out the fucking window. I'm not
go
going
to the beach.
Beach.
Go to the beach and see who'll vote for those people.
You know, it's like
Underhill's probably slithering around the water
oh,
right now.
Yes. Yes.
Like some 7-day dead bloated beluga. Coronavirus pandemic is likely to last as long as 2 years and won't be controlled until about 2/3 of the world's population is immune.
I'm just thinking about the beach right now, especially out in California. To me now, out there, the beach is Corona on the shore, sharks in the fucking water. Fuck it. That sucks.
Uh-oh.
Nothing's good. What's going on?
He's issuing a bolo.
A what?
A bolo. Be on the lookout.
Oh, okay. Right.
The dog's done with the Kong toy and the chew toy. maybe that squirrel will be nice enough to come back.
Oh, you just said the word.
Damn it. I did say the word and she spun around.
Squirrel.
Because of its ability to spread from people who don't appear to be ill, the virus may be harder to control than influenza.
Wait. Are you giving good news or bad news right now?
This is bad news.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Where am I going to put this bad news?
According to a report from the Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the Université of Minnesota.
Jeez.
People may actually be at their most infectious before symptoms appear. You don't even know you're sick.
Who are these
and
people?
And you're out there.
Who are these people that figured this out that our government didn't? Who is this?
The Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota.
So that's just a school, a university or some shit?
A research center at a
Trump, university. Hire these motherfuckers. Take them, whatever they're doing, pay them to come help you. They know what's going on.
They say the coronavirus pandemic is likely to continue in waves that could last beyond 2022.
Great. Oh, perfect. Wow. Wait.
But, I mean, we'll hopefully have more treatments by then. So
okay.
It may not be as
jeez
fatal. It
but is, wait a second.
You may still get it and it might suck.
We're believing. Oh, that's coming from that institute. So that's different. I was going to say, because the White House, didn't they say that this would be gone? This would wash over? We'd be down to zero?
Well, we had 15.
Zero.
Yeah. Well, Jared said it's mission accomplished.
God.
Man.
Hey, Jared, congratulations.
Success story, he said.
Congratulations, Jared. Case closed. You're worse than Subway, Jared. Easily.
The, the coronavirus pandemic, I read that part already. Risk communication messaging from government officials should incorporate the concept that this pandemic will not be over soon.
Shit.
And that people need to be prepared for possible periodic resurgences of the disease over the next 2 years.
That fucking sucks. God.
Developers are rushing to make vaccines that may be available in small quantities.
Yeah.
As early as this year.
Right.
Gosh, I wonder who's going to get the vaccines first.
The white people, Pat.
The
for
rich
sure.
white people.
Fuck yes. And any sports team that might want them.
Large amounts of vaccine against the 2009-2010 flu pandemic didn't become available until after the outbreak had peaked in the U.S.
Shit.
One study estimated the shots prevented as many as 1.5 million cases and 500 deaths in that country alone.
Wow.
Golf news. So this is
golf news.
Golf.
Oh, golf. Okay.
It's in the UAE.
Yeah.
The report was written by the director of this university research center, and the medical director, Kristen Moore of Tulane University public health historian, John Barry, and Mark Lipsitch,
yes,
an epidemiologist at Harvard School of Public Health. Have you heard of that school?
I have. And you know what? All those people you just rattled off, I don't really know anything about them. I do think I would rather have any of them in the White House right now.
Oh, right. Right.
I mean, I don't know. Can we just have some smart people?
Trump would be firing them for saying this is going to last till 2022.
I feel like...
Get them out of here.
It makes me nervous. But I feel like, what if we get to a point where all of the, you know...
That's the best meme ever.
What is that?
All the red shirts standing around in Star Trek, and it says the first wave of people waiting to go back to social gatherings.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I stole that from somebody.
Well, we steal most of them.
I think I stole that from someone commenting on crab diving, and I said, I'm stealing this. Or maybe it was from... Who cares? I don't know. From meme land.
I just saw a tweet from Katie Porter.
Yes.
Awesome representative.
Right.
The agency that oversees FEMA hasn't had a Senate-confirmed leader in over a year. That has dire consequences as we face a national public health emergency.
And it's almost hurricane season.
My Accountability for Acting Officials Act will put an end to President Trump's games. Wait, accountability?
God. Wait,
want Republicans to vote for anything that has to do with accountability?
Katie Porter is where in
California?
California. Oh, okay. Hey, California, would you consider, I don't know, would you take...
They won't. Nobody.
Would you take Matt Gaetz for Katie Porter?
I don't think even Iowa would swap Steve King for Matt Gaetz.
Bullshit! Bullshit!
I don't think they
Steve
would.
King is an avowed Nazi. Again, I guess that's maybe not a negative to those people.
Right. I'm not saying there's...
But a Nazi, dude. You know, you guys can't... I mean, listen, you can be as right-wing as you want, but you can't be fucking Nazis, right? I mean, that's insane.
How many times has he been reelected there since...
Right. A lot. I don't...
All the stuff happened?
I can't remember. Listen, real quick, I just want to give everyone a tip. If you're on Raw Story, never... refresh that website without knowing that you're doing it, because then you get hit with a headline that is very disturbing. You know what I mean? You know those news sites, sometimes you accidentally refresh the button and all of a sudden it's like, holy fuck. Oh, God. Closing Raw Story. Everybody's freaking me out today.
Blood tests to fly, it says? Question mark.
Ugh, God.
It's a story at Axios. Air travel will never be the same
Fuck
after
it.
Coronavirus.
Fuck that. Oh, God. Boy, you want to fly anywhere soon?
No.
Can I just give a semen sample?
It says masks and social distancing are only the beginning.
Yeah.
It says... Online check-in, passengers might need to upload a document confirming
that
they have antibodies before they fly.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Airport curbside, passengers could be required to arrive at least 4 hours ahead of their flight and pass through a, quote, disinfection tunnel.
No!
Or thermal scanner to check yeah. their temperature.
Well, listen, I'm not a right-wing nut job. I don't believe anybody's... Will they use...
Optional rectal.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Also, what tunnel is this? The disinfected
Disinfection
tube?
Tunnel.
Ooh, yes. My boy.
touchless kiosks.
Oh, that's nice.
Which would allow passengers to check in by scanning a barcode or using gestures or voice commands.
Sign of the beast!
Agents will be behind plexiglass shields. Bags would be disinfected. And then sanitagged?
Fuck this. Fuck it all. Fuck this. Fuck this with 1,000, the strength of 3 billion suns. Fuck this.
Passengers could undergo health screening, potentially even have their blood tested. In April, Emirates Air became the first airline to conduct rapid on-site COVID-19 testing of passengers before boarding. God. That's the 15-minute one. So they took blood, they pricked everybody's finger before you get on your plane. And then you got to wait 15-20 minutes to get that your results before they let you back plane.
That does not work for me, because for me to fly,
you hate flying.
Well, also, I do. Oh, I hate flying. And you know what? This story makes me hate it even fucking more. I'm getting there earlier. I'm getting stuck with shit. I got to go through this fucked up tunnel, man. Oh, God. Oh, shit. How do you go to the bathroom in a plane now? I mean, really? That's disgusting.
Passengers would need to be present an hour before departure, maintain social distancing in the gate area, and board only when they receive individual notifications on their smartphones.
Oh, fuck all of this.
To prevent crowding on the bridge, the jet bridge.
Wait, you know, what if... Okay. The thing is that, I mean, the social distancing that you're describing... with this is, it's, there's some, it's choreographed, you know?
Well, yeah.
This is something that
no
you
more
kind
of. Flight magazines.
But then, okay, so they're describing this whole business of how they're going to, you know, the airlines will make sure that we all have safe social distance, right? What about that bottleneck in fucking Chicago at O'Hare?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you avoid shit like that?
They might, hire in-flight janitors to keep the laboratories and other high-touch areas disinfected.
You know, fuck all of this. Because, okay, I get on the plane, I get a blood test, I get a rectal probe, I'm sitting there in my tube.
That's extra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing all this. I'm getting that probe. Shove it up there. You know, I'm doing all this bullshit. And then I get off the plane safely. Maybe I didn't get the virus. Now I'm out of the airport. But now I have to navigate mass transit to get to wherever the fuck I'm going anyway. Or a Lyft. Or a taxi. Or some shit. Or a bus. I'm going to go through all that shit and then I'm going to get on the subway? Fuck.
It says, if this all seems hard to fathom, remember we never imagined we'd have to take off our shoes before going through the airport security either.
Yeah, I mean, shit. See, and that's the other thing that, oh God, I don't want to sound like Alex Jones, man. But that's the other thing. Okay, so we have all these safeguards in place to prevent, and I don't even like saying this shit out loud. I hate it. I hate it. I hate when people use the phrase another 9/11. You know what I mean? We have all these things to prevent another 9/11 with a fucking, you know, plain thing. And this COVID shit is just putting another layer of weird ass security on top of that.
I'm in the fight with the dragon, boy.
I am not crazy. Do I sound nuts?
No, I'm in a world of victory.
God damn, that's a good one.
I'm in a world of victory.
Shit. You're on some fucked up shit then, dude. This is not a world of victory. You're going to get a fucking blood sample to get on a fucking plane. The whole time I'm waiting to go on. Now the goddamn crew of the plane that is there watching me to make sure I don't violate the social distancing.
I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Somebody.
That is my personal favorite.
That's good. Someone on this planet says, thanks, daddy, to that guy.
Right, right.
He's somebody's daddy.
Several somebody's daddy.
Oh, my Christ.
So those are some of the headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Do you want to fly?
No.
Is there any trip that would be worth it to go through that and to expose yourself to that?
Oh, well, no.
Like what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's places I want to go that I would.
Where do you
want
to go?
Would be safe.
Well, right. But do you think it would be safe?
Well, yeah, if I'm getting a blood test and walking through a disinfection tunnel and
they're
checking everybody.
Yeah.
It's more that's happening here.
Yeah. That's
when I'm
true.
Walking down the street or looking.
God, you know what? Florida, how many disinfectant tunnels does Florida have in use right now? None.
Intentional ones? None.
Put a disinfectant tunnel in this state, please. That state will swallow that disinfectant tunnel up.
What are all these all these little headlines? New Mexico governor seals off roads in hard-hit city.
No shit.
Americans squirming under stay-home order.
Oh, God.
AG Barr. I'm just reading these little headlines over at Drudge. Let me know if anything strikes your fancy.
The next one, I think.
AG Barr says it's time to start rolling back restrictions.
Okay. I thought it would be another AG Barr headline, but oh God, isn't he like, is there anything in what the attorney general does that says,
read this next one. Yeah.
In his job description, is there any verbiage in there or verbiage? What is it? Verbiage or verbiage? Which?
Verbiage.
Okay. Is there any verbiage in there that says that he has some obligation to look out for the safety of Americans or anything like that? Or?
No.
Okay. Oh, there's nothing in there.
Well, he took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Okay. Do you feel like he's doing that or is he doing that?
No.
Okay. Okay.
The federal government is eyeing a new strategy for monitoring the spread of the deadly coronavirus.
Yay.
It involves poop.
Okay, great.
The U.S. is struggling to keep pace with other advanced countries. Let me read that sentence again, the beginning. The U.S., the greatest fucking country on the planet, right, MAGA? Right, Trumpists?
MAGA death cult!
The U.S. has struggled to keep pace with other advanced countries on coronavirus testing.
I take issue. They said other advanced. How about just advanced? Because we are not.
And now is considering tracking the spread of the virus through sewage systems as a way to predict where the next hotspot may be.
Oh, God. Science is disgusting.
Jay Butler, Deputy Director of Infectious Diseases at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, raised the intriguing possibility in a conference call with private sector representatives. Most of the discussion had the grave and staid tone that has characterized public health officials' conversations about the virus.
Yes.
But
what do you send a drone down to the sewage pipes and have a look?
Quote, there's not a lot of evidence of transmission through stools.
Okay.
I know at least one tabloid in the UK got a lot of coverage by someone speculating that COVID-19 could be spread by flatulence.
Oh, God, I saw that story.
Or to quote the headline, farting.
Yes.
This is what this guy said.
Did you see that story, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Crap.
But wait, how is it, though? We did the fecal plume.
Well, you have to look at who's saying it.
But how is, okay, yeah, all right. That's different.
And it says, I know at least, he said there's really not a lot of science behind it.
Ugh.
That you can catch it by smelling someone's fart.
So why are they going into the sewage then? Because they want to?
He did say that virus can sometimes be present in human waste.
Okay.
It does raise the intriguing possibility that wastewater could potentially be monitored for the presence of the RNA as a marker for whether or not it's in the community.
How would you do that? Honestly, with a drone? You send a drone down there?
He said, if you're new to public health, that may seem really odd, but it's actually a practice that's been done for literally decades.
Shit.
To look for reemergence of polio viruses.
Damn!
In parts of the world where polio has been eradicated.
Right.
Oh, how has polio been eradicated, Ryan?
By people taking the shot?
Vaccines.
Oh, vaccinations. Yes, Pat. Yes. Are you aiming that?
Shot. It used to be something they drip on a sugar cube.
Yeah. Well, no, you listen, man, I saw John Adams, the HBO show. You worked on that. You know what I'm talking about. The John Adams show.
Yes, yes.
The smallpox thing was fucking horrible.
The DVDs I worked
on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You wrote the factoids.
Yes.
Very cool.
But many of them.
Yeah. What about the factoid about the way they used to do vaccines? They would get the smallpox virus on a stick and then shove it in your body or some shit.
That's not accurate.
That's what it looked like in that. That's exactly what the fuck they were doing.
Right. But it's not. It's not like they shoved it up your dick or something.
No. They put it like.
Well, right. Yeah. They stabbed you with a.
Yeah.
With
a stick crazy. Full of
smallpox. Well, they didn't have need, you know.
I'm just saying, if you live back
hypodermic needles,
the first guy to say, "Listen, this is going to sound fucking nuts, but to get you better from this measles, I'm gonna get a sharp stick. I'm gonna dip it in measles. Then I'm gonna fucking stab you with it, and that will cure you." I would tell that guy to suck my dick. Get away from me.
They used to bloodlet.
Fuck! I'd rather have that. Do you want to be stabbed with a stick of smallpox?
Well, you could get both at the same time.
Oh, yes.
You could bleed out from the stick poke.
Well, I have issues with this treatment.
Wastewater surveillance has been used for years in developing countries to detect outbreaks of polio. In the U.S., it's been used more recently to track opioid use within communities.
So
the CDC is now exploring the potential.
Yes.
For wastewater testing to help inform the response.
I imagine in Florida when they start tracking the shit for drugs and things of that nature, the first thing they say is like, stop checking for meth. It's everywhere. That's 100%. Lots of oxy.
Recent research out of the Netherlands has shown that the virus's genetic material can be detected in wastewater as much as 2 weeks before the first diagnosis of a sick patient.
Wow. Holy shit.
Literally.
Wait. It will show up in the shit.
Because it's starting to bounce around and people are starting to... The non-symptom shedders.
If you're asymptomatic, but you have it, that means you shit it out,
sure.
Correct?
Well, yeah. The RNA is in your poop.
Okay. Well, I guess we should all be looking into that.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Right.
Yay, science.
Maybe what will happen is that every day, if we are to get our allotment of food, we also have to turn in a clean stool sample.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay.
Great. Everybody got their baggies? You can mail it in, probably.
Let's do this Alex Jones thing. Okay. Alex Jones is trending on the Twitter, unsurprisingly.
Yes. God.
This is really, even for him, really fucking crazy.
Okay. Fuck off. What the fuck? I'm just thinking of some of the shit he said, and like, there was a show where he threw a chair. He threw his own chair in his own studio. Yeah. What did he do?
He ripped off his shirt.
God,
the one where he ripped off his shirt?
Yes! What could... Did he shoot someone? He must have killed someone.
Life force!
Yeah.
I see you, enemy! I see you, enemy! 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 You are my enemy!
Ah! Ah! 911, what's your emergency? I'm an InfoWars! A guy's shooting at me! Crazy.
What's that yelling in the neighbor's house?
No, that's Alex. He does that every day between whenever he wakes up and goes to bed.
Makes a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, he
made.
Right. He has lots of knives and guns too. It's great.
I think he may be having a little trouble.
Really? Oh, because of all the money.
He's been deplatformed everywhere. Shit. Yeah. Not happy about that.
He's still on 8chan.
Alex Jones. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and play it because this is one of the more, as I said, crazy.
Boo.
I'm trying to see if there's context. If there's a story about context. Because right now we have it just, I guess it just happened this morning or whatever.
What a fuckhead.
Or maybe yesterday afternoon.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
But I'm just trying to see if there's actual context to how it opened up.
Yeah.
Wait, 2 seconds here.
I'm so excited. Are you going to describe it and then play it?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to play it because I don't think I have a description of it. Here is Alex Jones. Why Alex Jones is trending.
Okay.
Today.
Yes.
I'll admit it.
I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die.
He's talking about like the end of the world and starvation. And I'll admit it. I'll eat my neighbors. I'm not going to let my kids die.
Is that it? Is that how are those things related exactly? I'll eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die.
Well, if the food supply is cut off and he's talking about, well, listen, he goes on to say that he's, you know, he's got some stored up.
He loves,
of course, he's a prepper. Yeah, he's got food stored up. But
he loves his kids. What am I supposed to tell his neighbors?
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpowers being honest, I've extrapolated this out. And I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff. But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, am I ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up? You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
I'm thinking about
his neighbors are like,
are his neighbors
putting their property values just plummeted?
Right. are your neighbors subscribers, Alex?
Yeah, I'm looking around. I'll eat my neighbors.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I'm wondering how that is to hear. You know, I just
cut them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. God. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will.
Yep.
I'm combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors.
Well,
holy fuck.
You know, the thing is, if you're his neighbors.
That's how bad it is, Ryan.
Yeah.
That's how bad things have gotten.
That's how much I love my kids. I'm going to eat your asshole, okay? I'm sorry, but you know, I love my kids. I can't imagine does he have neighbors? I mean, probably either neighbor on either
somewhere
side,
in Texas.
Unless he's on a corner lot or something. I'm sure his neighbors Alex has done something to cause his neighbors worry, don't you think? I mean, he fires off that AK, right? From time to time, there's reports of that.
Allegedly.
So, this isn't the first time his neighbors has been worried, I would imagine. About him.
That's probably true, yeah.
But this is like, I mean, I don't want to be anybody's neighbor who finds out that this guy's going to chop up his neighbors or that it's getting to that. He thinks it's getting to that point. Boy, you got to move.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll say this. You got to move. And I have a friend who his neighbors, I don't know why exactly, but they hated his ass so much.
His house in Austin.
Oh my God!
He's got a mansion in Austin, a McMansion.
Yeah,
but it's there's people nearby,
right? Do you know? You remember my friend John? His neighbors hated him so much they hung him in effigy in their backyard.
I do.
So you couldn't be. He's like he would tell me. He's like, I can't go anywhere in my yard without seeing myself hung in effigy.
That.
I mean, that's.
But knowing him. I got to hear the other side.
I mean,
you shouldn't hang anyone in effigy, but...
Dude, the other side of the story...
If you hate your neighbor that much...
It's actually worth it. Like, if I said he was selling the other side of that story on iTunes just to listen to, spend $5.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking bananas.
There's a few more seconds of this.
Yeah.
I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm... Combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like?
I'm somebody who thought I could fix this, and now I'm starting to think about eating my neighbors.
Yeah, you know, I used
That's how much we're fucked.
I used to hang out on cool nights in my hammock in the backyard. Sure, I lived next to Alex Jones, but then one day he said he was going to chop me up because he loves his children.
I mean, he's got a point.
Alex has a point.
I understand him. I'm someone who thought he could fix this.
Yeah.
And now I'm talking about eating my
shit.
Oh, fuck.
To think about having to eat my neighbors.
Yeah, and
you think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain
God!
And chop his ass up. Whoa. I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry.
I don't think that's off the top of his head. It's the scary part. He's thought about this.
God, he's rehearsed this. You literally have to move, man.
A little awkward. You bump into each other down at the mailboxes.
Can you not say, is that illegal?
Hey,
is
Bob, how's it going?
Yeah. Isn't that illegal, though? Isn't it illegal to say that I would hang my neighbor up and gut him? I would do it. I mean, that's like threatening someone's life.
Well, I don't know that he has a specific neighbor. I think he means the like neighbors, like his global neighbors.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Like all of us.
Law enforcement, I mean, I don't know. You have to protect Alex Jones. You got to protect his neighbors.
My children aren't going hungry.
God.
I will eat your ass. That's why I want the globalists to know.
I'm going to eat your ass first. So he's coming for the Democrats first. I'm going to eat your ass first.
Surely to God. I mean, I don't know who lives next to Alex Jones. Do you think they're a Democrat? Oh, my God.
Austin.
Shit. God. I'm going to eat your ass.
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die.
I'm going to have to chop this up.
That is crazy.
And put in some new drops.
Why is his... Okay. Why is his brain making that connection? Why is he saying that... That he, in order for his children to not die, he needs to
eat
the
person
next.
He's willing to go cannibal, yeah.
But why does he think that's a necessity of having his kids survive?
Don't know. He thinks it's that bad, I guess.
Right.
Not like we think it's that.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yes. But wait, you know, but there will be things to, like, you don't have to eat your neighbor. We have a long way to go in the food supply before we're eating our neighbors,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we hope we would not get to that point.
Shit. That's
amazing.
I mean, that's astounding. Is he just saying shit like that because he has to? Because he's just that crazy, though. I mean, you know, he's got to say sensational shit to get any kind of press.
Oh, this guy has a point. Alex Jones has spent decades telling his listeners that the New World Order leftists are planning to eat them and their children and drink their blood.
Shit. This is a guy that said there's like child molester camps and his guest did. He had a guest in that said he thinks on Mars there's camps of child molesters, right?
God, did she lose her kids?
Who is this?
Kelly Jones.
Oh, okay.
DOJ. She retweeted this rant.
Oh, shit.
DOJ investigate. This is my ex-husband, Alex Jones, graphically describing how he'll kill his neighbor to feed my kids. Homicidal. I lost my kids for tweeting about injustice.
Uh-oh.
No justice has come, even after I won a jury. Special rules for him. Court must act. Oh, she didn't lose her kids.
Right.
He wanted full custody. Didn't get them.
Oh, this is that argument that they had where they brought up the shit about him being like high on chili or there was some.
Right, right.
He was at a custody hearing high on meat, I think. I don't know.
So there you go.
Right. Well, good. Jeez. Well, I mean, what does he do?
Alex Jones.
I mean, God, I'm a little flummoxed, man. I mean, God, he sounds fucking insane. Does he walk around? Do you think?
Rick Wilson tweeted, who had cannibal Alex Jones on their COVID bingo card?
Everybody should have, though. That, you know, like, yes, that is insane, but that's in the realm of possibilities. God, it's... Do you think Alex Jones walks around his compound with a loaded weapon?
I mean, just the version I was looking at has 3.4 million views. the video we just played.
God,
yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah. He's out of his fucking mind. The guy needs lithium, don't you think?
Well, I think his ex-wife has a point here. I think somebody may need to
step in or
talk
something
with Alex.
Right. Shit, I mean.
I'll eat your ass. God. I will. Have you thought about that yet? I'll do it.
Yeah.
I will eat your ass.
Hey, Rand Paul, just one thing. No more complaining about your neighbor that wanted to beat the shit out of you. That's nothing. Oh, my God, that's nothing. Alex Jones wants to eat your asshole, dude. Holy fuck. He's going to cut you up. What do you say? He's going to hang you up?
Skin him.
God. I mean, we get it, dude. We get it.
Hang him up by a chain.
You're suffering from some delusion that if you murder me in a horrific way, your fucking dumb children will live or something. Right? That's it.
Spectacular.
Wow, man. Smoke some weed,
oh,
dickhead.
Thanks, Marianne. Marianne tweeted us during the show at Crab Diving. The that Florida attorney that we promoted and put and retweeted and shit.
Yes.
He's out at the beach in his Grim Reaper costume.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Daniel Uhlfelder, Florida attorney, Walton County resident.
Yeah.
He said, I'm live at the beaches today in Florida, urging right. Floridians to stay home and save lives.
That's Fort Walton.
More to come. He was. Yeah. He sits in a lifeguard chair.
God, that's hilarious.
With a torn and tattered black umbrella.
I mean, aren't people yelling at him here?
He's got
I mean,
a scythe and everything. Yeah. Thanks, Marianne. That's awesome.
That is very funny. I mean, but I wonder if he gets any shit. Like, quit trying to ruin my good time out here on the beach.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking licking shit.
I am sure.
Yeah. Bring your lawn yards.
Well, here's some MAGA responses okay. to his tweet. How dim witty.
Oh, God.
Get it?
Well, yes, I do. Boy. What's it like to not even try?
This person says, God. Yeah, stay at home. Don't go out. Make yourself sicker. Make yourself more vulnerable to disease by not going outside. Beaches and parks should be open.
Where's the... Okay. That's one of these stupid theories floated by those fucking doctors from Bakersfield, right? Those two fucking idiots.
With no evidence. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And thank you guys for putting your website out with your bullshit blog. I actually had some friends share that shit. It's going around everywhere. Thank you so much for doing your part to spread bullshit.
I'm just looking at some of these
you know,
comments.
And the thing is, when people would share that, the post is always something so stupid, so dumb. I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this one. Yeah, it's stupid,
this
dumbass.
This person says, I'm 90% sure my deluded son is going to want to go to the beach this weekend.
Tell them they shouldn't go.
This person says, my coworkers are all super psyched about being able to go out to get some rays.
Great. I'm super psyched about you going back into whatever community and spreading this shit around. God damn. Getting people sick. I don't even get it, dude. It seems like it would defy. I'm not the killer of fun, but do you want to go to the fucking beach?
No, no, no.
It seems risky. God.
Go ahead.
Fuck the comic, I got some argument with somebody on Facebook last week. It's just something called me a terrified pussy. Oh, you're a terrified pussy. Just staying in, you terrified pussy. Like, fuck you. Fuck
you
off.
Cuck, you don't want to get blood clots and meningitis?
Oh, my God, this thing's horrible, too. The more you learn about this shit, it sucks.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's ringing in. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Here was, I believe, the first pastor arrested.
Oh, God.
For violating stay-at-home orders.
Boo.
Here in Florida, Rodney Howard Brown.
Fuck you!
South African, now fleecing morons in Florida.
Thank you so much for moving here, fuckface.
Here's the latest. from him.
And it's time for the preachers, and I have no other way than saying it this way. There's a time for the preachers, excuse me, to grow a pair and to stand up and say that enough is enough. Enough is enough. We're not tolerating this anymore. We're going to meet and we're going to have service.
Excuse me. Grow a pair.
That's a sentiment of a lot of people here. Right. Enough is enough. How long are we going to stay in lockdown? And I don't know.
If you don't believe in the power of God to heal and the power of God to deliver, and you don't believe in laying hands on the sick, take your Bible and throw it away, because you don't believe the word of God. And why are you wasting time preaching a dead gospel anyway? Read the Bible, get a hold of the ministry of Jesus, and realize the Great Commission is to go into all the world, preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. We believe in that. We believe in Psalm 91. We
cast out devils.
What the fuck? This shit is crazy. Oh, my God.
Cast out devils. We believe in that. We believe in Psalm 91. We believe in anointing with oil. We believe in the laying on of hands.
Don't fuck
that
yourself.
That is the gospel. Everything else is a lie. I'm just telling you right now, we have the Great Commission, and we have the power of God that is there to set the captives free. You're not going to die. People coming to the church are not going to die. That is a lie.
Oh, my God.
God, rot, motherfucker. Rot! Honestly! What fucking... Who is this guy?
Rodney Howard Brown.
I mean, you know, fuck him.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This religion shit. Listen, I'm calling fail on religion, man. Fuck it. I don't know. You know, surely we can all agree on that. It's been a tremendous fail. And as a society, the way we've tolerated this bullshit, is this the culmination of that? Like, this guy actually has power over people, then they're going to get us sick. It would be one thing if it was just these dumb fucks, but it's not. It's going to be everybody.
Well, yeah, like the asshole protesters and everything. Same deal. If it could be them just bouncing the virus around
fine
their crevices, that would be spectacular.
But it gets in our crevices.
Right.
Get your Jesus out of my crevice, fucker.
Here's another one. I don't know that we've ever played this guy before.
Yes.
Self-declared prophet.
Yeah.
Christian author.
God.
QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Also known as the praying medic. Named Dave Hayes.
Oh, okay.
Appeared on, some SGT report. I don't know what the
but
fuck
you know,
is.
You know, dude, I thought you were going to say, I thought of two people you could have been describing. Do all these people understand that what they do isn't that unique?
They don't care. There's like, plenty of room.
God.
To fleece people.
They're all into that shit.
This is him talking about the COVID.
You have three things that collided all on the same day. The first person with coronavirus came in from China into the U.S. Nancy Pelosi sends articles of impeachment to the Senate, and China signs a trade agreement with the U.S. Now, we know that China did not want that trade agreement. China wants Joe Biden to be our president so that China can continue raping and pillaging America at our expense.
Oh. Well, we're paying for
raping
it.
Raping and pillaging. Yes. Implies
right
at our expense.
Yeah, man, if you rape someone, it is at that person's expense.
Yeah,
that's why they're a victim.
Yeah, that's a little redundant.
In pillaging America Christ. At our expense. Trump has been standing up to China, and he's making them pay a lot of money in tariffs.
He's making us pay a lot of money in tariffs.
Is he on the elliptical right now? He sounds out of breath and his audio is shit.
So the coronavirus thing, what they did was, it's a pandemic. They planned this thing out. Now,
yes.
Let me go back to what I was talking about.
This is the Democrats he's talking about.
Right. How does this
plandemic, he called
it. Yeah. God, this guy sucks, too. I mean, he sucks. Dude, how do you expect to get anywhere? I mean,
Somebody knew the virus was coming over from China. They knew it. That's why Pelosi wanted to drop the articles of impeachment on January 15th, because they wanted Trump to be distracted with impeachment while the coronavirus was spreading.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. So the impeachment was a Trojan horse for the corona.
They were hoping that Trump would not have shut down travel to China, and the coronavirus would have infected the country and killed a few million people.
It has
infected the country, yes, by the way.
Right. But this is a great conspiracy theory for these loons, because they want to believe this, don't they?
Yeah, it's all the Democrats' plan to try to make Trump look bad so he doesn't get reelected.
Deep state. I mean,
he's a prophet, though, Ryan.
Oh, is he? Okay. How do you know? What happens? Like, if you're a prophet, if you're a guy that sees into the future, I mean, do you practice at that? Is that a skill? Or do you wake up one day and you're like, oh, my God, I just saw what happens Thursday. How's that work? I'm curious.
I think everyone is different.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
He's now one of the leading proponents of the QAnon conspiracy theory.
Wow, what a proud distinction to have.
His videos promoting and explaining QAnon's cryptic postings have racked up hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube alone.
My God. I mean, honestly, and this guy sucks, though. He's very bad.
Here we go. God has been speaking to me in dreams for about 8 years, and I have a long history of God revealing things to me about the future in dreams. God. I've come to rely heavily on the revelation that I receive from God in dreams. It's proven to be pretty darn accurate, as long as I interpret it correctly. As long as I interpret it correctly. Post hoc.
Right.
Interpretation.
Yes. I mean, that's crazy. He's seeing didn't Chris Cuomo, when he was sick, say that he, in his dream, he saw a vision of his brother in a tutu, in like a ballerina tutu? I think he actually said that. So maybe that's the future.
God started speaking to me about Q in dreams in December.
Oh, okay. In December.
He recounted a dream in which he said someone was correcting my wrong understanding of things that had happened in the past in order to open my eyes to the hidden connections between seemingly unrelated incidents. They are unrelated incidents.
God, but also, this is severe mental illness. If you actually think you're going through this, something in your dreams is telling you shit that you experienced didn't actually happen. Or you know what I mean? This is crazy. This person needs...
Once God spoke to me about Q, I was like, okay, if this is primarily about the children, saving children that are being trafficked, God, I can't say no to that.
You can't say no to saving trafficked children, correct? I mean...
In for a penny, in for a pound, I decided to go all in on Q, he said.
God, what a fucking asshole. Can you imagine what this person's like?
Well, yeah.
Fucking
what are
nuts.
The people that watch him?
Yeah.
And listen to him.
Crazy.
Like, yeah.
You think they all have guns?
Too many of them.
Oh, geez.
They shouldn't. Speaking of, kudos to our Canadian friends. Who are doing some adulting.
Right.
12 days after, is it the worst mass killing Canadian history?
I think so.
12 days after a gunman killed 22 in Nova Scotia, Justin Trudeau has issued an assault weapons ban.
God.
These weapons were designed for one purpose and one purpose only, to kill the target number of the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time, he said.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I never thought about that. Maybe our government should ban assault weapons.
9 days after he promised to ban assault-style weapons in the wake of the worst mass shooting in modern Canadian history, he made good on the promise.
Wow.
There's no use and no place for such weapons in Canada. Effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military grade assault weapons in this country.
Damn. There you go. You know, I read this thing, and didn't he say they he banned 1,500 different styles? Okay.
That's a lot of guns.
I was about, how are
there
that
many? He was able to institute the ban on 1,500 makes and miles of models of military-style weapons without Parliament's approval. Under the order, owners of current assault-style weapons will receive a two-year amnesty period.
Where they can sell off their inventory?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Justice Minister said people who still possess the banned guns after April 2022 could face criminal penalties.
Oh, shit. So you're not allowed to possess, like, if you already own them, you have to get rid of them in this grace period.
His cabinet will be working with Parliament to put into place a buyback program to provide current owners of the now banned weapons with fair compensation for their losses.
I love that. That makes sense. Why don't we do that here? No, really. Maybe if you ask most gun owners and they had their automatic, whatever the fuck they have, said, hey, instead of that gun, how about a pile of money? Would you rather have that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, maybe.
But my freedoms.
Okay.
You can't pay me enough to give up my gun.
Jeez.
I told you I read that tweet the other day about this person said every paycheck they're putting 20% of their paycheck to ammo
because they think something bad is going to happen.
The libs are going to take over.
Well, I mean, shit. You know, the shit where people are showing up at these state capitals with fuck tons of guns and yelling at cops and all this shit. I mean, there's just too many guns, man.
He understands most of the country's gun owners are law-abiding citizens, but you don't need an AR-15 to bring down a deer.
Right. You need it to bring down people.
On the day that he announced the ban, there was a poll done that showed nearly 80% of Canadians favored it.
Shit. I wonder if that poll was done here. It might be similar, though. Most people want gun control in this country.
I know a few gun owners who would be okay with the assault weapons ban.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, you don't use
them. They've got their handguns, and they've right. got their shotguns. And
they're fine. They can shoot enough people.
And their regular rifles.
Yeah. Great. Everybody's got plenty of fucking guns. It's too many.
Canada.
Damn. It's weird. It's weird they're able to grasp that idea that we can't. Maybe it has something to do with the NRA.
And Russia.
Right. God.
Who funded the NRA?
God, how bad is the gun industry? Fuck this country. You fuck this country with all the deaths every year and this shit with Russia. That's bullshit.
And I hardly think that the founders would look at what happened in Michigan on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And say, oh, that's exactly what we meant.
What's up with those right-wing nut jobs yelling in the faces of cops? I thought these guys were Blue Lives Matter motherfuckers.
They were yelling past it. They were yelling at the legislators in the office that the cops were protecting.
God, but you're yelling in their face with this shit, with this fucking virus.
Yeah, I don't know how they I don't think it would fly if they were going after
so
the cops.
So fucked up.
It's one of the dichotomies, which is what's so strange is that they hate the FBI so much.
Right. Yeah, that is very weird. They're cops, right?
Right.
But
they're cops that investigate Donald Trump.
And them, too, because the FBI looks into white supremacy shit. Sorry.
It used to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, it still is.
Yeah. But it was a priority before, but now it's not as much of a priority, even though it really fucking should be.
Joe Biden was on Morning Joe.
Yes.
With Mika.
Right.
Asking him about the allegations.
Oh, man.
Of sexual assault lodged against him by Tara Reid.
You know, I think Elizabeth Warren would have handled questions about sexual assault allegations better, don't you?
Well, I don't know that Elizabeth Warren's out sexually assaulting anybody.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
She said, or Biden said, for a woman to come forward in the glaring lights of focus nationally, you've got to start off with the presumption that at least the essence of what she's talking about is real, whether or not she forgets facts, whether or not it's been made worse or better over time. Is the essence of what she's saying real, Brzezinski said. Why do you think she's doing this? He said, I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this. I don't know why after 27 years, all of a sudden this gets raised. I don't understand that, but I'm not going to go in and question her motive. I'm not going to attack her. She has a right to say whatever she wants to say, but I have a right to say, look at the facts, check it out, find out if any of what she says is true.
Right. Now, is that how Trump responded to his accusers during the 2016 election?
He says, I'm not suggesting she had no right to come forward. Any woman, they should come forward. They should be heard, and then it should be investigated. If there's anything that's consistent with what it's being said, she makes the case or the case is made, then it should be believed, but only the truth matters.
Yeah. Well,
he said, I don't know what else I can say to you.
Right.
As Mika kept pressing.
Well, she said that. Was she pressing, like, you know, do you want us to not believe her? Is that?
Yeah. She said, I'm going to keep trying to ask in many different ways.
Yeah.
She proceeded to ask another follow-up along the same lines.
Right.
Stacey Abrams said during the Kavanaugh hearings, I believe women, I believe survivors of assault should be supported and their voices heard. Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, do we believe women? Do we give women an opportunity to tell the story? We must be a country that says yes every time. However, I'm stopping the quote. Nancy Pelosi had a point that said we never said believe everything the woman says is 100% truth every time.
Yeah.
You have to. The problem is that up until this movement started, the default was don't believe the woman.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Or don't even
if
talk
she
about
could
it.
Even be. Yeah. If it could even be brought up.
Right. Is it? Yeah.
So. It's about exactly what Biden said. It's about they have to be taken seriously and investigated.
Yeah.
But nobody ever said just outright believe them. Even when she's saying this about Stacey Abrams.
Right.
I believe women. I believe survivors of assault should be supported and the voices heard. Right.
They're having your voice heard.
Right.
That's what this is.
Kirsten Gillibrand said, do we believe women? Do we give women an opportunity to tell their story? Well, right.
Yeah.
They must have the opportunity to tell their story.
I mean, you know,
question that goes, and I'm not trying to defend Biden. I don't know. It sounds very odd to me.
What's odd about it?
It's very different than, it's not like all of these sexual assault allegations of Trump popped up after he announced his candidacy. These have been going on for decades.
Yeah.
He's been paying these women off or fighting them off.
Yeah, I mean, this with
literally,
Trump,
he's been, yeah, this has been happening. This did not just start. The timing is interesting with Biden.
Right. Yeah. And like everything, I feel like with this election, I mean, if we learned anything from the last election, you kind of have to look at everything through the lens of like, what are the Russians pushing? I mean, really?
Well, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do I sound like a fucking lunatic?
No, I saw another story today that they're really ramping up stuff right now with this COVID, with the disinformation and the...
God, that's horrible, man.
And the Open America Up. They're pushing those. And they're really pushing this Biden rape thing.
Yeah, God. Yeah. Because they want Trump to be president.
So that was what happened today.
Yes.
Joe Biden.
You know, we're just in such a precarious place. I feel like there's no way we can even consider the possibility that Trump is going to win. That just can't happen. He is insane.
Well, his numbers aren't doing well.
Yeah.
We had that story over the weekend that he got some bad polling numbers from Brad Parscale and yelled
God, what?
Yelled at him and cussed him out and blamed him.
It's like with these Trump guys, you're like, for sure this MAGA thing is a fucking cult. Because my God, it's clear that he mishandled this pandemic and now the economy stopped. Because he mishandled it. That's a popular theory.
Yeah, I mean, every day that he fucked around.
I mean, Jared has
the nerve to... hundreds, thousands, possibly, of lives could have ultimately be saved for almost every day that he fucked around. They say 10 days earlier and we would have...
A lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and then Jared. I mean, hey, I don't know, man. It's fucking insane. It's crazy.
We don't know if this is connected yet.
Yes.
But a city where one of these churches opened.
Right.
Violating state health guidelines.
Okay. Great.
Now has a Walmart superstore has been closed.
Oh, fuck.
In Worcester, Mass, because almost 24 employees tested positive for the virus.
In a Walmart? In a Walmart. In a Walmart. We've got nothing but Walmarts in this fucking state, man. I mean, really, nothing but Walmarts.
Pastor Chris Casey of the Adams Square Baptist Church boldly took a stand for the Lord when he violated state guidelines and reopened his church, vowing to keep it open.
Good job. Wow.
On that occasion, he said, "Nobody has the right to tell us not to worship. A lot of people, they're going to go with whatever the government says, but not him."
A lot of the people are going to go into body bags, dickhead.
He said that his overriding priority isn't to stop the virus or listen to earthly authority, but to submit to God. I want to be biblically right and biblically correct, he said.
Great. You'll take the rest of us down with you then. That's perfect. Thank you.
So there's no, we don't know that, that any of these, that the church and the Walmart are connected, but one could surmise.
You know, this religion thing is so insane because not only do you have to tolerate the existence of their shit and how it permeates into our education system, into our government, and all this other crap. Now we have to deal with it killing us. Are you fucking with me?
God. My freedoms. And you've got our attorney general who's right on their side because he's a crazy religious zealot.
Yeah, with a giant fucking head. Holy shit. It's amazing there's glasses that can fit around that fucking head of his. I was just looking at a picture of him.
We've got another pastor in North Carolina.
Oh, great. Another one.
Oh, God, listen to this asshole.
Uh-oh.
The pastor of a church near Hickory wants places of worship to be back open.
And he is not mincing words about it in the pulpit.
Stinking liberal, socialist, progressive, communist, Democrat, news media, get out of the way.
Oh, that's got to be a drop.
This is like me doing a voice.
Get out
of the way. Stupid, ignorant.
Play it again. That's crazy.
He tells Channel 9
stinking
to be back open.
And he is not mincing words about it in the pulpit.
Stinking liberal, socialist, progressive, communist, Democrat, news media, get out of the way.
He tells Channel 9's Dave Faraday that he believes the virus is being used as a weapon.
Yes.
Well, the pastor here admits that he put up the sign outside of Liberty Baptist in protest.
The sign says, Governor Roy Cooper, stop the persecution of churches and Christians. Open the churches.
Oh, my God. That's what you put on a sign?
Persecution. Again.
Oh, yes.
Bars are closed.
Right.
Are drunks being persecuted?
Oh, yes, Pat. Absolutely. God, this is insane. I mean, God, we all just...
Sports fans are being persecuted.
You would think if these people were remotely Christian, they would be actually becoming leaders in their community and say, yes, we need to socially distance. We need to stay home. We need to not spread this shit because we don't want our parishioners to fucking die.
He believes the response to the pandemic God. Is violating his congregation's civil rights.
Fuck you.
Since the outbreak of COVID-19, Pastor Gene Googe has broadcasted his message of concern across the foothills.
The news...
G-O-U-G-E.
Pastor Googe.
Media is pure...
Concern across the foothills.
The news media is pure evil.
Not only is they attack coverage of the pandemic, but also whether or not the virus is truly a threat to the country.
Oh. 95%. Of everything that we're here that's gone on for about the last month or 2 months, it's a mirage. It's an illusion, a delusion. It ain't real.
Googe says he put up this sign outside of Liberty Baptist.
What's not real? All of it?
I guess.
Am I in a simulation?
95% of everything that has gone on about the last month or 2 months is a mirage. It is an illusion, a delusion. It ain't real.
Is Shelby in a simulation right now?
I don't know.
Is it a person or a dog? You know, I wonder.
Baptist asking the governor to stop the persecution of churches and Christians. He believes people should be allowed to gather at places of worship.
We believe that this virus has been weaponized and has been used to hurt our country.
He believes the best way to beat the virus is to develop our own immunity. We asked about the more than 50,000 deaths nationwide so far.
And you're not going to develop an immune system by staying in the house and by wearing gloves and wearing masks. People,
you know how you can? With a vaccine.
It does it. What the fuck? If he thought he was right, then what's with all the dead people?
Who are acceptable? Cancer patients, elderly people, no doubt should be extra precautious.
But those who saw the sign outside the church today don't agree with its message.
Stuff that's in place now with stay at home and stuff, it's for the protection of everybody with COVID-19. And you don't have to be in a church to love God and worship the Lord.
And the pastor says his church is following social distancing guidelines. He is praying for both the governor and the president tonight.
Yeah, there we go. God,
jeez.
Well, Pastor Googe.
Googe, that's an amazing name. Googe, I'm Pastor Googe. God damn, they lying. If it's been a mirage, like it's fake, is he saying that there is no virus?
I guess. Are all the deaths fake?
But one guy is like, it's been weaponized.
That's him.
Okay, well,
so it's all him.
Okay, but then there is, if he's saying the virus has been weaponized, then there's a virus, right? He thinks it's a virus. Shit, what an idiot. Oh, it's so disgusting. I don't know. People follow this guy? They give him money? I mean, if you spread misinformation about COVID, should you still get your tax break? Should you not pay property taxes? Right? I mean, what the fuck? Why are we subsidizing these motherfuckers?
We've got... an update also on this this fucking titwort.
Yes.
Of a pastor.
Shit.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pastor Tony Spell.
Oh, this dick bag. Fuck him.
Did you see, we didn't do the story. You know, he's on house arrest and he's wearing an ankle bracelet
okay.
for assault.
What?
For aiming his truck at one of the people protesting him. Opening his stupid fucking church.
Where does it tell you to do that in the fucking Bible? Run somebody over. Good God, dude. God. He doesn't, I don't know. He doesn't want to do what's good for his community to protect his followers from the virus. But he also wants to run somebody over with his truck. Is it interesting, Christian?
Arrest warrant was issued after Tony Spell, after video footage caught him on camera backing up a bus toward a protester outside his church
Oh, my God.
The bus reportedly stopped just short of striking the protester.
The guy?
The controversial pastor who has defied social distancing guidelines by holding church services at his Life Tabernacle Church.
This motherfucker got in the church bus and tried to run somebody over?
Is now facing charges of aggravated assault.
Well, he's a fucking maniac.
Well, that was 10 days ago.
Way to be a Christian. Jeez.
Now he is on, he's on monitoring. He was, is still holding services.
What the fuck? With his ankle bracelet?
And in fact, his last thing, showed everyone his ankle bracelet.
Well, listen, Tony, I got bad news for you. I just talked to Jesus, and I'm sorry. Running, even the act of trying to run somebody over with a bus, no matter what you do, no matter how much forgiveness you ask, it's unforgivable. And you, in fact, are going to burn in hell. I'm so, so sorry to break the news to you.
Well, now, this just shows what nasty, foul people these are.
Oh, my God.
The police department in the city of Central, the city's name is Central.
Okay.
Central Louisiana.
God. Jeez.
Kept getting inundated.
Right.
With phone calls, possibly clogging up the emergency system. When this asshole pastor, Tony Spell, his mother, Maggie, posted the department's phone number on her Facebook page under the message, Free Pastor Tony Snell.
Oh, my fucking God. Free him.
Further down, she posted the numbers for Attorney General Bill Barr and President Donald Trump.
Who the fuck do these people think they are? I mean, does Tony Spell think he's ruling the planet and then he has like a direct line to Trump?
Whether she intended to or not, Maggie Spell's post had the effect of jamming the department's phone line so that citizens with actual police business, including emergencies, could not get through.
Again, this is a fucking Christian, by the way. This is a motherfucking Christian. Okay.
The chief of police there issued an apology, even though it's not his fault. I would like to apologize to our citizens of Central for any inconvenience you may encounter in reaching our department by phone. Maggie Spell, mother of Pastor Tony Spell of Life Tabernacle Church, has posted the Central Police Department's phone number on her Facebook page, encouraging everyone to call our department. This phone number is the line we receive all of our calls on, including our emergency calls from citizens needing assistance or help. Yeah. Due to a life-changing emergency. If you cannot reach us due to our lines being tied up, please keep trying. Please, if you have an emergency, call 911. Again, we're sorry for any inconvenience this may cause.
God, that's astounding, man. It's like...
And what do the police have to do with it at this point? It's a district attorney. It's a local prosecutor. To decide what to do with him.
And do I need to state the obvious that this guy isn't exactly Nelson Mandela?
Right. Well, to her, he is. And to him, he is.
Right. That's crazy. You know,
And I ain't even black.
Right. You know, I don't know. It's like these people want to give the community COVID. And on top of that, they don't want them to be able to get in touch with first responders. That's a weird religion. Boy, that's fucked up.
Trump had a comment on what went on in Michigan.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
These protesters that were armed.
For what it's worth, I thought this was insane. I mean, not that, you know, he said something insane. Really crazy, I thought.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the same thing he said before. That there are really good people. There's some really good people protesting.
What if, let me run something by you. What if these protesters were black?
Oh, I saw a lot of tweets from Black Twitter saying we'd be dead, y'all.
Yeah.
If we walked into even if it's an open carry legal state and you can carry guns in the Capitol, which I really don't understand.
Yes.
If it was a bunch of black people, this would have been a different outcome.
Absolutely.
I have utterly no doubt.
God. I mean, it's crazy. How the fuck did the gun lobby make it? Why can you take these guns into one of our courthouses? I mean, what? Why? Why is that allowed? That's fucking nutso.
Man, Trump's doing a lot of retweeting about stories. Of Mike Flynn.
Oh, geez. God, how many people are dead in this country? How many? Like 60?
Yeah, 60. Did we pass 70 today, maybe?
I don't know. Shit, I don't know. I should look. Fuck. All these people are dead. And it's amazing that our president has time in his day to suck Michael Flynn's dick.
He tweeted this morning, the governor of Michigan should give a little and put out the fire. These are very good people, but they are angry. They want their lives back again safely. See them, talk to them, make a deal.
Make a deal with those people that had someone do a little dance playlet with someone as Trump and then someone as Obama, who was actually a monkey mask. Yeah. Make a deal with these guys. Yeah. Like, what? You saw these people are crazy. Why would he say that? Why would he say? I didn't think we were supposed to negotiate with terrorists.
They're saying that these reports of Kim, by the way, surfacing, are coming from North Korea,
right?
And there's no evidence of it.
It's a Weekend at Bernie situation.
North Korea just said, "Oh, he was totally out last
yes.
weekend." Oh, okay. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We've got 25 minutes left here on the Big Faithless Friday show.
Right. I was just thinking, like, you mentioned earlier that Kim Jong-un has body doubles, right?
Yeah.
That would be tough to be his body double. Then how are you ever, if you look just like Kim Jong-un and I don't know, you live in North Korea, how do you walk around? Like, cause you don't get that security, but then people will think you're him.
Well, you probably get a job really right. quick if they start hearing that there's somebody that looks like him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You better be good at it.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Don't fuck up.
God, could you imagine being like Nancy Pelosi's double? Like, you look just like Nancy Pelosi.
I'm just seeing.
Or any politician. That would be strange.
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'd shave my face off.
Louis Gohmert?
Oh, yes, same. Shaving my face off.
Crying Chuck Schumer was on Late Night Show using a false talking point over and over again. We don't have enough testing, he would repeat, when he knows we have done a great job on testing, just like we have on ventilators and everything else. He lied, gave New York Salt run AOC.
New York Salt run
I think something about state and local taxes talking about. He wants AOC to run against Schumer?
No, I don't know. Why would that?
Next tweet. Crying Chuck Schumer, compared to what other senators have brought home to their states, has brought very little back to New York. A total overrated loser. The one thing is given them is salt. He never even called me to stop it. No wonder Cuomo and most others can't stand him. AOC! Exclamation point. I think they raise state and local taxes in New York because, you know, they need to.
Right. Yes.
Then here's the tweet that I read about Michigan.
Oh, my God.
7 hours ago, Comcast.
Shit.
At NBC News. Right. And fake news CNN are going out of their way to say great things about China. They are Chinese puppets who want to do business there. They use USA Airwaves to help China. The enemy of the people, exclamation point.
I mean, it's so crazy. Like, he never, does he ever talk about the coronavirus in terms of how it's hurt America?
No, not once. No.
You see that question the other day he had at that news conference? Have you talked to anybody, any victims from coronavirus? And his answer sounded fucking bad.
You know, we've saved so many people. We've saved millions. Everyone's saying they'd never seen anything like this before.
He hasn't talked to anybody. He hasn't sat with anyone that has lost anyone from this. How is that possible?
Why would he?
Because he's the president.
Well, right.
Duh.
But he is the president.
70,000 people dead or whatever the fuck it is. Not one. He couldn't tell one story. The journalist asked him, tell us, what was that like? Tell us something about someone you talked to that had this, and he couldn't answer.
I guess there's a big protest in Huntington Beach going on in California. No.
Please. It's not like Rio.
Of people protesting.
Oh God, horrific.
Huntington, oh my God. Large crowds gathered in Huntington Beach, California, protesting the closure of Orange County beaches. Oh my God, you should see the numbers of people out in this.
Fuck this.
And not a lot of social distancing going on.
I mean, listen, if you have to know. You when you go out in this shit, and I know there are people that work in this shit every day, and you know, you're risking stuff. You're risking your life.
The beaches were ordered closed by Governor Gavin Newsom after crowds flocked to the beaches last weekend.
God, that looked like the zombie fucking apocalypse.
There are a lot of people at that protest.
Hey, man, they ordered 100,000 body bags, the government. So they're not doing nothing with it. With them.
It's a great job.
Good job. Oh, God. And you know, it could be Russia organizing that protest, right?
By the way, Huntington Beach has 100% increase in COVID-19 cases over the past 2 weeks.
100% increase. Now, I'm not a math guy. I want to understand it. That is a lot. 100% is a
that
big
means
increase.
It's doubled.
And then it could double again soon, right?
Right.
But we're going to open the beaches in Florida. We're going to open the beaches. It's stupid.
Yay, America.
Yeah. We're dumb as fuck. We're dumb as fuck. And we care more about somebody in the fucking sky that doesn't exist in science. Fuck us.
I've got a story.
Yes.
This is some Christian logic.
Oh, shit. Yes. I love that.
This is E.W. Jackson. We played him before. He's batshit.
Okay, good.
Pastor.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Does he not believe in the virus or some shit like that?
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay, great.
Well, here he is talking about atheists.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
And think about the irony of this. Think about the irony of this. I've had people say things like this to me, usually in comments after I put out some live stream event or something like that. Here's what they'll say. You know, you've got fools who believe that some imaginary man in the sky that they can't see is going to...
Have you been tweeting E.W. Jackson?
Yeah, he's stealing my shit.
Imaginary man in the sky that they can't see is going to protect them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And yet, they'll crawl off into a corner cringing over a virus that they can't see.
Oh, fuck your face, you fucking moron.
Listen to that logic.
Oh, my God, that's lovely. Oh, you're cowering. You're a feckless pussy.
But the thing is, we can see the virus if we have a good enough microscope. Show me a microscope. Show me Jesus dancing around on an amoeba's balls.
God, what is your point? The virus is real. That's what you're saying. It's real.
Yeah, it's tangible. We have it. We have evidence of its existence.
God, I don't know if we are going to make it.
Listen to this logic.
This dumb fuck.
And yet... they'll crawl off into a corner cringing over a virus that they can't see.
Oh my God. It's agreeing with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Wow.
Is there someone that, do these people here have any friends that could take these people aside and say, you are behaving like a crazy person? No one can do that.
I think about the irony of that. I can't see it. They're cringing in fear. Oh, but you tell them about God. Uh-huh. And they don't know. They're going to be a lot more afraid of God than they are of his virus.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we hope so. Yeah. Listen to those fucking evil Christians.
Right.
They're going to be a lot more afraid of God. Oh, yeah, excellent. I can't wait to smell them burning up in heaven.
By the way.
Be like a perpetual barbecue. I'm going to love it.
Oh, my God. Who is the Brit that has the takedown of Jesus if you ever met him? Is that Cleese? If I ever met Jesus, I'd be like, hey.
Oh, God.
What's up with childhood cancer?
It was St. Peter.
Shit like that. Oh, okay.
That was Gay Byrne, the Irish presenter, asked if St. Peter exists. What would you say to him?
It's so good.
You get to the pearly gates.
Childhood cancer.
Cancer in children.
What's that about?
Worms whose only existence is to bore out of children's eye sockets.
Yeah! What's up with that, God? I mean, this is nuts. So I gotta worship a God that is scarier than COVID-19.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying? Jeez, God's a fucking hard ass. How would you describe God? Oh, he's worse than the virus. Great. What a miserable fucking existence. That's nuts.
Suppose what Oscar believed in as he died, in spite of your protestations, suppose it's all true, and you walk up to the pearly gates and you are confronted by God. What will Stephen Fry say to him, her, or it?
I will basically, that is the Odyssey, I think, I'll say, bone cancer in children? What's that about? How dare you? How dare you create a world in which there is such misery that is not our fault? It's not right. It's utterly, utterly evil. Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain? That's what I'd say.
The reaction of Gay Byrne is just classic. You got to watch the video. He's this ancient Irish guy.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously a Christian, and he's regretting asking.
He had a double take.
He's regretting asking Stephen Fry this question.
I think Stephen Fry physically hurt him with that answer.
Yeah.
And pain. That's what I'd say.
And you think you're going to get in?
No, but I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to get in on his terms. They're wrong. Now, if I died and it was Pluto, Hades, and if it was the 12 Greek gods, then I would have more truck with it, because the Greeks they didn't pretend not to be human in their appetites and in their capriciousness and in their unreasonableness. They didn't present themselves as being all-seeing, all-wise, all-kind, all-beneficent.
In other words, I would believe it if it was a bunch of dicks
that
were gods and evil fuckheads that like to fuck with us.
Shit. God, he's amazing.
That I would buy.
Oh, yeah. Well, it would make sense. It would make sense.
Right?
Because what they say is God works in mysterious ways. And so when you get up there, obviously he has to explain why you were in this simulation or whatever the fuck. But geez, man.
Because the God who created this universe, if it was created by God, is quite clearly a maniac. Utter maniac. Totally selfish. Totally. We have to spend our life on our knees thanking him? What kind of God would do that? Yes, the world is very splendid, but it also has in it insects whose whole life cycle is to burrow into the eyes of children and make them blind. They eat outwards from the eyes. Why? Why did you do that to us? You could easily have made a creation in which that didn't exist. It is simply not acceptable. So, you know, atheism is not just about not believing there's a God, but on the assumption that there is one, what kind of God is he? It's perfectly apparent that he is monstrous, utterly monstrous, and deserves no respect whatsoever. The moment you banish him, your life becomes simpler, purer, cleaner, more worth living, in my opinion.
That sure is the longest answer to that question that I ever got in this entire series.
Dare he say that? In a way,
well,
I mean...
he's being funny.
Yeah, but it's the longest answer. Dude, you got to go to church, and you sit there, and you listen to a guy prattle on for about an hour, telling you some bullshit fucking story that he's probably been telling for years. His job as a preacher, you know? And that's like an hour. I mean, we, in this society, has done nothing but sit and listen to these motherfuckers prattle on about non-existent Jesus, this and that. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's a long answer. You deserve it.
We do have,
God damn, that's awesome. Fuck.
We do have sad news.
Yes.
As far as, the legal, standing of something.
Oh no.
Back in 2018, Satanist.
Okay.
Kenneth Mayle.
Right.
Mayle, filed a lawsuit against the city of Chicago.
Okay.
Saying that everyone had discriminated against him in part because his guinea hog named Baphomet.
Okay. A guinea hog?
It's a pig.
Okay.
Wasn't designated as an emotional support animal, which meant he couldn't bring it around in certain public places.
Why not just designate? Why not just say, if a guy comes to you and says, hey, I got a guinea hog. I need it for this reason. It needs to be my special animal, whatever the fuck it's called. Can we do that? Just say yes. Guy needs it.
And he said he uses the pig in his religious expressions, okay. Practices.
Well, I got to tell you, this is a big pig, though, dude.
Did you see the picture of him?
I've just looked up guinea hog. They're huge. Shit.
Plaintiff has been repeatedly denied the rights to bring the pig to places of public accommodation.
Well, like the Golden Corral? I mean,
the only reason the defendants, this is from his filing, the only reason defendants treat a pig differently other than other essays support animals or ESAs, emotional support animals.
Yes.
Like miniature horses or cats or ferrets is because of the stigma that pigs are dirty or evil.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, they're big, though. I mean, this is a large fucking animal. I'm just saying, I don't know. This is a lot of animal to come walking.
He got kicked off of the beach in Chicago.
Ah, fuck that. That sucks.
He said, there's no reason to kick my pig off the beach because the presence of one pig in the water certainly doesn't change the water suitability for the humans or all the dogs they had.
Oh, yeah. And what, by the way, in the summer after it rained, when was there not an E. coli alert in the water? There were always the E. coli level dropped. Everybody's going swimming.
Yeah, we're only going to get 10% fecal matter and shit up our noses.
You know, people said that, though. They would say, like, well, but, you know, the levels are down. I was thinking about going swimming. And when the levels dropped in the Chicago River for the first time in I don't know how many years I was living there, it dropped to a level suitable for swimming. They, you know, they let people swim in the Chicago.
Oh, my God.
I swear to fucking God, people swam in that shit.
Oh, I grew up in Chicago. Fuck you that. Knew you shouldn't go near that
Well,
river.
The levels dropped just like...
Don't go near the Chicago River.
Here's what I don't understand about that. Here's the E. coli level.
Right.
Right. This is unacceptable.
Right.
This is...
Slightly below.
Better. Yeah. This is fine. I don't get it.
Woohoo!
Let me grab my trunks.
Grab the snorkels.
Yeah. Blah! These pigs are cute, man. I mean, I don't know.
The few minutes left here in the show. Yeah, those?
I let this pig in the studio, right?
Oh yeah, pigs are awesome.
Yeah.
The Pew Research Center.
Boo.
I would, Shelby. She's looking at me crazy.
Oh yeah. Like, oh, let me tell you, dog. You'd love
you
a pig.
A pig.
Bark at it. Play with it. Right.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the pig's attitude.
Right.
The Pew Research Center conducted an analysis of executive orders, directives, and guidelines from each U.S. state, including Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And found that all but 10.
Yes.
States.
Okay.
Have carved out some sort of exception of their rules specifically for religious gatherings.
Oh, my God. What is the point?
All but 10.
It's I don't know. I don't know what else to say to that. It's something I haven't said 3 billion times. It's like the only way to fight this is to not move.
Right.
Flatten the curve so we don't, you know, bombard our healthcare system.
Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Minnesota, Montana, Idaho, Washington State, California, and Alaska.
Washington State has
Are the 10.
Shit.
Are the 10 that have banned religious gatherings.
We did as well.
No exceptions.
We did as well.
Oh, no.
We're not on there?
No, we're in the worst category.
Oh, good. Okay.
There's prohibited.
Yes.
Prohibited religious gatherings.
Right.
Limited to 10 people or fewer. Some states have done that.
Okay.
Limited in other ways with an asterisk.
Yes.
Which means that more than 10, but there's still, maybe some state says 20, maybe another state says 25, maybe, you know, there's just different numbers.
Right.
And then exempt from limits.
Exempt from limits.
We are in the exempt from limits area here in Florida.
So let me understand what this means. Okay. I have a church and I want to have 500 people there at a phone party. Everybody's
Ron DeRacist said that religious bullshit is essential gatherings.
God, he's so stupid too, man. He is such a dumb fuck.
He's really dumb.
What would it be like on a Saturday night? You're playing Trivial Pursuit and you're like, hey, you're going to team up with Ron. Okay. He'd be lucky to have anybody. He's dumb as shit.
They think that some of these states that are trying to be middle of the road imposing some restrictions, are acting to protect themselves from legal challenges like the kind faced in California. California, they've been, a bunch of pastors have tried to sue.
Yeah.
They're suing California.
Right. What? Okay. So, wait. States are passing measures so they don't get sued.
Some
churches.
Of these states are weenying out and saying, well, you know, you can have 10 people.
I'm sorry, you pussies. Stand up to these churches. I mean, God, it's so insulting, dude. It's so fucking insulting. Dang.
On Easter Sunday at a church in Fontana, California, a lovely area. I may be a little sarcastic.
Yeah.
Pastor delivered a fiery sermon to worshipers who crowded the pews in defiance of government orders.
Ugh, gross.
The next day, the pastor, Patrick Scales of the Shield of Faith Family Church.
Oh, God. Shield of Faith.
He filed a lawsuit contesting the stay-at-home orders are a violation of the First Amendment religious freedom.
Ah!
We're not going to stay home. We went to the house of God anyway.
Oh, you dumb fucking shitbags. Of course you did.
We were threatened by jail. We were threatened by a fine. Oh. I chose to come worship.
Do you know why this is so infuriating? Because it's so goddamn predictive. Of course, these religious fucks are going to kill us.
People in the pews cheered and applauded. Some of them wearing masks and gloves. But they appeared to be closer to each other than the 6-foot distance mandated by officials.
These people are going to get the people behaving responsibly killed. Everyone killed. This is stupid.
Religious leaders from Mississippi to Kentucky to San Diego County are suing their governments.
God.
Asserting they are being treated differently from businesses that can remain open, such as supermarkets and liquor stores. How can you leave a liquor store open and not let them come talk to the Lord?
Because booze is a lot more real than Jesus, you fuck.
Well, and people need to eat.
And people need to fucking drink.
And we can't deal with alcoholics going on detox.
Yeah.
In great numbers.
Apparently we can't deal with these fucking Jeebus fuckers fucking with our society. And why do we let this happen? It's fucked up. And the states are even, they're not going as far as they should with the social distancing because they're worried of a lawsuit from a church. A state is worried about, fuck them.
Well, and again, if they can prove that they're being treated differently, I agree. If someone said no churches, but you know, we're going to have basketball games, I would agree.
I mean,
if someone says no churches, but we're going to have a play or something, I would agree. That's not fair. But to compare yourself to grocery stores
is stupid.
And liquor stores where people are social distancing. They're staying X amount of feet away from each other in their grocery with their grocery carts and shit. And people got to eat or they die.
Explain to an essential worker why it's essential for you to go to your fucking church, man.
Both spiritual.
I mean, it makes everything more dangerous.
Well, right.
Stupid. Oh, God, it's so infuriating.
So over 80% of the states, dumbasses. There we go.
Oh, God.
Allow some kind of religious exemption.
Great.
For the social distancing.
So you can go there. You're going to risk everybody's health so you can go and suck off some sky god that doesn't give a fuck about you because he's not there.
Didn't they cancel, like, the Hajj at Mecca?
Yes.
The thing.
They did. They did
that
cancel
that.
That
is the thing where people get killed in the hundreds every year being trampled. To go to Mecca.
Are they?
And even they are like, we're not having it this year.
Is the running of the bulls going to happen?
I would think not. I would hope not. Yeah.
That shouldn't happen anyway, right? That's fucked
That's
up.
Horrific, yeah.
Yeah. No bull wants to do that. Yeah. Freaking him out. You're fucking with his balls. Right? Yeah, don't they tie off the balls of the bull to make him crazy?
Well, in bullfights, they do. I don't know if they do for the running.
Right. Just to Prince Albert.
So there we go. That's what's going out.
Perfect.
Oh boy. Hashtag flags out for Flynn. The bots are,
God. Are you
the
kidding
bots are
me?
Pushing flags out for Flynn.
Are the bots going to make the idiots think Michael Flynn is like, I don't know, Superman?
I saw a story where they're
savior.
Like, you know, you can tell sometimes like when this shit starts trending because it literally is like the start of a work shift in Russia. It's in the middle of the night usually here.
Interesting. Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden, all of these thousands of accounts with 10, 15, 20, 30 followers start tweeting flags out for Flynn.
So it's like 8 a.m.
Biden is a rapist, depending on whatever the assignment for the day is.
Well,
so that when we wake up in the morning,
yes,
that shit is trending on Twitter already.
God damn. God, it's just working out so well for Vladimir Putin. I mean, he's doing, I mean, God damn, dude. Wow. Motherfucker. He must be pleased with himself. Right. Dickhead.
Let's call it a week, everybody. Let's get the fuck out of here. 2 to 4. Be back next week.
The dog
just looked at me.
Staring
she
at
knows
you.
What, maybe she can hear the music.
She can hear the music. Of course she
knows
can,
it's
dude.
Time. 2 to 4, we'll do this again next week, every fucking weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available on your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on his social media. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We all want you to have a great, safe weekend.
Yay.
Everybody.
Don't go to the fucking beach.
Don't go to the fucking
beach.
Please,
beaches. My God.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.